In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that if we live by the Spirit, we must walk by the Spirit. If we live by the Spirit, that implies that we are in the state of grace. And when we're in the state of grace, the Most Holy Trinity dwells within us. Wherever one person is, remember, all three are always there. And yet, at the same time, it is particularly given to the Holy Spirit as the one who directs and guides and leads us in this life. Again, all three are God. They are all identical in that sense, but nonetheless, we look at it that way. And so St. Paul, when he talks about our own selves, he says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit and temple of the Holy Trinity? But he's looking in that specific point. Jesus promised that he was going to send the Spirit. And so that's exactly what has happened. So the Spirit dwells within. The Spirit then, with his seven gifts, with the 12 fruits, the various things that we can look at with the Holy Spirit, enlightens our minds so that we can know the will of God and we can walk according to the will of God. And that's exactly what we hear even St. Paul talking about when he says, if anyone sows from the flesh he will reap corruption, but he who sows in the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap life everlasting. So if we're looking for that spiritual crop, if you will, for that spiritual fruit. And it's easy to see things on the physical level. It's not so simple to see them on the spiritual level. Sometimes we get frustrated and we give up because we don't see the fruit that we're looking for. And yet oftentimes the fruit is very much there. We just can't see it. The point in that is to persevere. If we're going to sow in the seed ground of the Spirit, and that's exactly what St. Paul is asking us to do, then we have to work with the Holy Spirit. We need to walk according to the Holy Spirit. We need to allow him to guide us and to lead us. And if we are doing that, imperceptibly sometimes we're going to be growing. And even if we don't recognize it, the people around us will. And it's going to be changing us on the inside, little by little by little. But the question is that what we really want? And I say that because God is never going to force us to do something that's going to be against our will. So we might well be in the state of sanctifying grace, but we're not necessarily walking according to the Spirit. We're walking according to our own will, not necessarily doing anything that's serious sin, but not necessarily seeking the will of God either, not necessarily seeking that which is going to give the most glory to God. And so we get caught up in our own self. And so St. Paul is saying, if you live by the Spirit, if you're in the state of grace, you have to walk by the Spirit. It's not enough to be in the state of grace. We need now to be working to grow. We need to be working to develop the spiritual life. We need to be working so that our lives become all things to the glory of God. Is that how we're working? Is that how we're walking, as St. Paul would say it? So that's what our focus is in our lives. Sometimes we have these odd ideas. The ideas might not be so odd. The things that get blamed on the Holy Spirit are rather odd. And so we're a little reticent because, well, if these bizarre things that these people do are the Holy Spirit, then I don't want that. The Holy Spirit is not bizarre. And so you don't have to worry about that. The only spirit that's going to be bizarre is the unholy one. And so if we're truly seeking the will of God, then the Holy Spirit has been given to us to lead us according to the will of God. He's given, Jesus told us, to be able to lead us into all truth. He's given to remind us of all of the things that Jesus told us. The truth is not bizarre. What Jesus told us is not bizarre. And so if you start doing bizarre things, that is not the Holy Spirit. You can be absolutely certain that that is not the Holy Spirit. So don't be afraid. open your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to work in you. But then let him work in you, because he's going to lead you according to the way of God, which is going to be very different, perhaps, from the way that we want to walk ourselves. So that might seem a little foreign to us. It might seem a lot foreign. Trust him. Let him lead. Again, he's not going to lead you in a way that's going to be wrong. He's not going to lead you in a way that goes against the truth. He's not going to lead you into strange and bizarre things, because he's God. He's going to lead you to the truth. He's going to lead you deeper into charity. He's going to lead you into all of the virtues and help you to grow. That's what he's going to do. He's going to set up situations so that you have to act in virtue. And so just trust him. But you have to open your heart to be able to receive him. And we have to be willing to want to cooperate. Again, there's a point of saying, I just want to be in the state of grace. St. Paul's saying, that's not enough. It's a wonderful thing, yes. You need to be in the state of grace. But don't go for the minimum. That's the challenge that I put before you many times. Why do you want to love as little as you possibly can? God wants you to love as much as you possibly can. That's why he's giving you himself. He's giving you himself to dwell in you. He's giving you the Holy Spirit. He's giving you our blessed Lord and the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Trinity is right there within you. God has that for you. And how often we say, no, I just want the minimum, when God wants the maximum. We say, I don't want to do it the Lord's way, because I have my own way, because I decided what was best. God knows what is best, and his will is perfect. Ours is far from it. That's why we want to be able to pray, to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to let him lead, to be willing to follow, and to be able to do whatever he tells us to do. It's a great challenge. It is not easy, and maybe it doesn't come naturally to us. And yet, this is the way of the Spirit. So we have that grace to be in the state of grace. Along with that is the grace to allow the Holy Spirit to lead. Pray for that grace so that we can do exactly what St. Paul is asking of us, not just to live according to grace, according to the Holy Spirit, to walk according to the Holy Spirit in our day-to-day lives, to allow the Lord to lead and to conform ourselves to his will so that our lives can truly be for the greater glory and honor of God.